This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A very particular type of pizza, Neapolitan pizza, is being served at a relatively new restaurant on South Lamar Boulevard. The space used to be home to Cannoli Joe's, then that closed. There was some construction and renovation, and then the space became St. Philip's Pizza Parlor and Bake Shop, then that closed, and now it's home to yet another place with Italian influences, Cane Rosso. And joining us to talk about that restaurant and their Neapolitan pizza is Austrian-American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So we've come a long way since Cannoli Joe's, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we have. You know, somebody once sent me a link to one of those user review sites of restaurants, and somebody had reviewed Cannoli Joe's and they loved it, and the capper was "The Olive Garden is dead to me," which I think was the greatest online restaurant review I've ever read. But you're right, we have come a long way since that restaurant. Cane Rosso is a Dallas import, as you said, serving Neapolitan pizza. Cane Rosso means red dog in Italian. Soft R at the end. From Dallas, his dog is a red Vizsla, and so he named the restaurant after his dog.
There are more places in Austin serving Neapolitan pizza now, but for those who might not be familiar with it, how would you describe it?
Well, I said in my review, you should take that friend of yours that has hands that look like spatulas, because you got to really get under those slices. A lot of people use fork and knife on a soupy kind of Neapolitan pizza. Imagine Dali's persistence of memory, you know, where the kind of clocks are sliding.
Oh, yeah, they're melting and
stuff. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's stuff just drooping off of the pie. So it's a very specific kind of pizza, but the toppings are excellent. They use San Marzano tomatoes, excellent Italian tomatoes, and the sauce has got that gentle sweetness and the tempered acidity of those tomatoes, and the blend is just right. So it's not too thick and it's not too watery. It's kind of got that Goldilocks sweet spot.
And the pizza's cooked like really quickly in a wood-fired oven?
Really hot, really quickly. I think it was 900 degrees they do. And they're 14-inch pies, so you can have one to yourself if you've got a big appetite. Pizzas I love there, the Ella is got mozzarella and basil, and then this kind of the fiery tingle of hot soppressata salami and kind of curls up at the edges, you know, after the fire. And that's really good. There's a great vegetarian pizza that has wood-fired mushrooms and really pliant artichokes and briny olives and a bitter snap of rapini. And so that's a really packed pizza, great for vegetarians. Other pizzas I like there, the Delia is one of my favorites. It's got this sticky, spicy bacon marmalade with peppery arugula and mozzarella. The thing with some of their pizzas is kind of like Family Circle. You know how you look at the two cartoons and you try and figure out what the difference is? They've got a huge menu. So they've got like 25 pizzas on there. And some of them are just like one ingredient different than the other. Like it can kind of be a head wrecker to figure out the whole menu. But once you do, the pizzas are great.
Sounds like you really like their pizzas. They serve more than just pizza, though, of course.
They do. They serve an interesting take on a Cuban sandwich that I liked a lot. It's pulled roasted pork and prosciutto cotto with Calabrian chili aioli and horseradish pickles. I really like that. They also do an Italian grinder, a submarine sandwich packed with cured meats. They also do a bunch of fried appetizers that I wasn't crazy about. You know, there's probably a dozen of them. After a while, that fried food kind of starts to taste the same to me. Mm-hmm. They do a couple pastas that didn't do much. They kind of hit me in the nostalgia center, which was nice, but, you know, I'd probably avoid them next time. So I'd really stick to the pizzas there. The pizzas there are winners. And then next door, St. Philip's, as you mentioned, used to have a bake shop next door. And that next door space is now Cow Tipping Creamery, which was a soft serve truck that was near here, near campus, I think. Same folks run it. And it's a soft serve place, and they do stackers. So soft serve with ingredients stacked in the middle of them. So while Cane Rosso also serves dessert, like I think they do a s'mores kind of pizza, which is kind of crazy, I'd go next door for the stackers at Cow Tipping Creamery.
Really quickly, what are the prices like there?
For the pizzas, you're looking at about $14 to $17. They have one that's $20 because it has barbecue from Valentina's Tex-Mex on there. Doesn't taste as great as it sounds. At least mine wasn't. So $14 to $20 and you could probably have a salad and split a pizza, but I ate a whole pizza.
And I forgot to ask you, what's the vibe like in there?
Very family-friendly place, kind of carrying the tradition of St. Philip's. They also have that bar there, so there's beer on tap, there's TVs. You know, it's a really good place to grab a beer, watch a game, but also a great place for family, kids, lots of outdoor seating. It's a good vibe, especially in that part of town. It's kind of in that weird, you're like, wait, there, where's that place exactly?
Yeah, it's like on the access road.
It's on that access road, basically between Central Market and Brody. It's right next to the Burger Center, next to that football stadium right there.
All right, it's called Cane Rosso, and you can read Matthew Odom's full review of it at Austin360.com. Matthew Odom is the restaurant critic for the Austin American Statesman. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.